to bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Hey, watch out for the disabled vehicle at 95 North. That's coming off the ramp of a university, exit 346. And construction going on 95 South at the ramp from Edgewood. As for the weather, gonna be sunny today. Looking for a high about 58. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 43. Breezy, rainy, and cloudy for Sunday and Sunday night. 50% chance of that with a high tomorrow, 57. It's currently 51 at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening and viewing friends. I'm so excited to meet you in the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who've been tuning in for the last almost 8 years or just yesterday, I am so grateful for you for tuning back in. But if you just stumbled upon the show, let me tell you, this is your lucky day. I've been waiting for you. And so that you know, this is a safe place you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, how many of you have wished that you could meditate on a regular basis? I do. But for some reason, it just doesn't happen for me. We get caught up in our busyness and our multitasking, or maybe I should say my multitasking, and maybe just talk about me and how I would love to do this, but then we forget that all we need is like maybe a minute, 5 minutes, and we don't even give that to ourselves. Well, today is the day we stop the madness and we start to focus on what truly matters. We can do a lot of things for our body. We can work out and we can be great at work and have high career paying positions and all of that. But if you don't connect with your spirit, if you don't connect with that mind-gut connection, then, you know, perhaps maybe that's when depression sets in and anxiety and all these other things that happen. But we are very fortunate because it's Monday, Meditation Monday. So I am just excited because we get to learn from the Jason Stevenson. You can find him at jasonstevenson.net. You can also be one of his many million followers on YouTube that love to fall asleep with him. And I'm one of them that gets encouraged and empowered and all that by Jason. And so since it is our sole purpose in life, I'm just bringing someone that is just an absolute expert on meditation. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Jason is here to do just that. Welcome, Jason, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Wow. Thank you very much, Lillian. Of course, it's an honor to be here. And what a big rap that is. How am I going to measure up to that?
Well, you do a very good job. You hold your own. I am, you know, from the first moment you said hello to me, I was just like in awe. I was excited that you were on the show, not only as an expert with meditation and relaxation, but you are also human and real.
And absolutely. Spiritual. And always, always, yes. Student. Yes.
Yes. Share a little bit about your background and what got you started in meditation and relaxation exercises.
Okay. I come from Australia, if you don't already know. And
I thought you were from South Georgia. Alabama. Okay.
People have said that before, actually, believe it or not. Yes.
Okay.
No, but, you know, I've had an absolutely beautiful life. I did, however, sometime in my late 20s, early 30s, I went off the rails and, you know, started to use drugs a little bit more and, well, kind of a lot more. And, yeah, things just took a bad turn. And so then through all that, I began to suffer with a lot of anxiety, some panic attacks, and even going down into depression, and my health was really shot to pieces. And I began to meditate. I went to a 10-day monastic retreat, and that for me was the pivotal point where it became life-changing. And I began for the first time in a long time to have some real amazing peace of mind and calmness. And so I wanted to then give back to the world. And so here I am. And through my YouTube channel now, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah. And, you know, through that time, because I want people to understand that you're very transparent and you are very clear with, you know, the fact that your life has led you in many paths. You also deal with an illness and you've shared and you've talked about it on the show. Would you like to share a little bit about that too?
Yeah. Yeah. Through the mess of absolutely not looking after myself and not taking care of myself at all, I am back in 15 years ago now, I was diagnosed HIV positive. Mm-hmm. And so it took it was a major, major curveball for me. And it was either sink or swim. It was either continue on the path I was going on or change. And so I decided to change.
And I believe that changes are coming. We always make change a priority and embrace it. And it's amazing when we do that, what opportunities flow to us. And we're going to continue our conversation with Jason Stevenson when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'll be right here waiting for you. Becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
When you need us,
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Jason Stevenson. You've probably heard of him. If you ever want to look up meditation on YouTube, guess who's going to pop up? Mr. Jason Stevenson. So I encourage you to not just walk, to run, while you're meditating, but to just go and check him out, because his voice is soothing. And, you know, the first time Jason was on the show, we talked about how the voice that was so beautiful to sing with is now being used to calm people in a different way. And so I'm just always excited when Jason Stevenson's on to talk on Meditation Monday. But since we're developing new habits, whether it's the beginning of the year, the middle, or the end, we're developing new habits that will take us through our life, whether you're healthy or where you're struggling or anxious or depressed. Jason Stevenson is here to give us some tips on how to create a healthy habit when it comes to meditation. Thank you so much, Jason. I know this is like, you're such a busy guy and you're taking time out of your busy schedule for the Lillian McDermott Radio Show and my friends.
Oh, of course. You're most welcome. It's actually, I'm beginning to look forward to these sessions all the time. So it's great. It's beautiful.
You're so cute. Okay. And for those of you who are watching on YouTube or Facebook Live, you will agree with me. Okay. So let's start from the very beginning, because, you know, people do have busy lives. And when I say people do have busy lives, I mean, I have a busy life. And I sometimes get out of bed and my phone is right by the toilet, and I'm just going to grab it while I'm going. And I'm just like, okay, no, I need to do something. I need to set myself up for success. So let's find out, how did you start the process of setting yourself up for success?
For success or for meditation or for?
Yeah. So successful meditation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got some tips to share with you, yeah. Lillian, and for the listeners too. You know, there's many habits that we can develop that help us get into the practice and to maintain the practice. Mm-hmm. And one of the first ones I would strongly suggest before you even begin is to let go of expectations of what meditation is going to give you. Now, I understand that, you know, that we all go in to meditation wanting something out of it, and that's natural. However, the thing of the having these giant expectations, especially if you just do one session and think, okay, I'm going to meditate now and I expect everything is going to be nice and calm, and, you know, it just doesn't work that way, and it takes practice like anything else. So it's like, you know, if you go to the gym to pump weights, and you're not going to walk out of there the first time expecting you to have giant muscles. So really, just if you can let go of expectations and just be in the session, and the benefits of meditation will unfold over time. And it, not only for you, but you might even have people that you know saying something about you, like, oh, wow, there's something changed within you. You know, you might be feeling calmer, and other people will pick it up as well. But yeah, you just do the session and allow it to unfold as it will.
You know, it's funny how you were saying eliminate expectations. And I don't know if in Australia you have watched the series, the comedy series called Seinfeld. Did you guys ever watch Seinfeld?
It's been big in Australia, but would you believe I've never watched it?
I don't believe, I don't doubt it. But one of the characters was George Costanza. He had a father made by Ben Stiller. And there was a comedy group called Stiller and Mira, or Mira and Stiller. I can't remember his first name. But there was a scene that he was like getting, like, the father of George Costanza was getting like really anxious, and so they, because of anger management, they forced him to go into like meditation and these self-help groups. And so it, you know, the guy, because he was like very out vocal. And so his form of meditation, he was told that he was needing to say serenity now and to ask for serenity now. And so the way he would do it was serenity now, and he would scream it out. And it was so fun. So as you were talking about that, he would like yell this serenity now. And I, as you were saying that, I just had that little flashback. Sorry, I digress. But anyway, so letting go of expectations. His expectation was that he would be have serenity when he would yell it. So when it comes to this letting go of expectations, you know, we often see people with these beautiful poses looking so angelic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm like falling asleep. I'm ready to like fall off the chair. So what about those expectations and how one should look when you are meditating?
It's so true. And I mean, people think, you know, that they might come into meditation, you know, that you have to be in the lotus position. There's so many things, but it's totally up to you. And if you want to lie down or if you want to sit up, and you can be anywhere during meditation anyway, you know, if you want to practice mindfulness meditation. But I think, you know, there is a formal practice, a time of sitting, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
Sitting practice. And that helps with the active meditation when you go about your life. But we need that.
Let's try to visualize. I know the people that are watching us don't need that, but help us in our mind's eye. What is that sitting ritual that we need to go through? I mean, I see dogs go around three times before they like relax. What is the kind of ritual that we can go to before we practice our? Now there's a sitting practice. So
yeah.
How do you do that?
That can be just, you can simply do that on a chair. You can do it cross-legged on the floor on a cushion. Mm-hmm. And then some people though can't sit up due to back problems and that, and that is fine. And that can be done just lying down, palms of hand facing up and connecting to your breath. Just breathing, becoming aware of your breath and, you know, sending that breath all the way down to the diaphragm area, filling it up, being aware of the sensations of the breath, expanding and contracting, just being present and accepting all that is, whether that be everything that's going on in that moment. And that includes thoughts coming and going. That includes any sounds or distractions that you might hear. And you see, when we begin to accept what's going on outside, if there's any sounds and distractions, if you're going to be angry about it, then it's really just defeating the purpose. So accepting it totally, whatever's going on in this present moment.
Very nice. Okay, so you're talking about the lotus pose, but I usually strike the lily pose.
I love it.
Usually falling off the chair. Okay, so as we're letting go of expectations and saying to ourselves, it's okay if there's noise, because I've often walked in to people who are meditating and they don't hear me, but there are other people that I might walk into, you know, and that distraction drives them to say serenity now. So
yeah.
One of those things is that we just need to develop the knowing that there's going to be like little trials, little steps, and that little by little we'll get used to it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And with the noise and distractions, it's also really good training, because if we go in all the time expecting silence, and as you said, there's distractions that are going to come up all the time. If we begin to just accept them and to listen to them and that they're a part of where you are at this given point in time, it will make our session just so much easier rather than trying to fight the distractions, fight the noises, fight, you know, wanting that peace. Damn, I can't meditate, you know, because of what's going on.
Yeah.
Embrace the sounds.
And embrace the sounds in a way that they become rhythmic, or embrace the sounds as so in a way that they become a part of our meditation.
I think embrace the sounds that they become a part of the meditation. They are just happening with what's going on at this present moment. And I think that's what meditation is about. It's about an awareness and acceptance without judgment of whatever is happening right here, right now.
Okay. So as we hear the sound and we're in the focus, because last time I think that's when I said that when I think of the breathing through the diaphragm and you had mentioned the rib cage expanding, it was almost like an accordion where you see that accordion expand and then come in, and that's more the type of breathing that you're talking about. And if there's any noise that you hear, then just say that's okay and just focus on the breathing and just shift your focus, right?
Yeah, and it's just like the noise is almost the same as a thought, as a passing thought. You know, when we think thoughts, it's the same thing that applies. It's just to accept that thought passing by almost like a cloud in a blue sky. Mm-hmm. So it can be a distraction if you allow it to be a distraction, or it can be what is.
Yes.
If you allow it to be what is.
Okay. So I have great intention. I really want to meditate. Something keeps me from that. Like maybe I like to journal, or I like to, you know, walk on the beach. Are there different kinds of meditations, Jason?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, I would say that do your best, though, to try and commit at least to 5 minutes a day of the sitting meditation, and you can call that if you like to practice.
Okay.
But then what you can do is take that form of mindfulness and bring that into whatever you do on a daily basis, whether that be, you know, if you're out walking in nature, even if you're running. I remember doing a running meditation album with a lot of other artists.
Really?
Running is a beautiful way of meditating because you're getting in alignment with the heartbeat, with the cadence, the footsteps, and so you can do meditation to washing dishes, cleaning the house.
Ooh.
So many, everything can become a meditation if you like.
Very good, very good. So when you are cleaning the house, you need to be aware, because when I think of meditation, I think of nothing in the brain. But that's not real. That's an expectation that's not real, right?
Mm-hmm. I remember I went to this, I went to this Buddhist monastic retreat. And one of the jobs they gave me was to have a toothbrush and a bucket of water. And they said I was to clean the miles of railings. And at first I thought, what are they talking about? And I resisted. There was a lot of resistance going on. But once I got into that mindfulness of cleaning this intricate railing, it became an amazing experience of four or 5 hours of just using this tiny little toothbrush.
And it's time to start cleaning out our closets and cleaning out your cars, using cleanliness as meditation. And we're going to continue speaking with my beautiful friend, Jason Stevenson. When we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com, we'll be right here waiting for you. Time to dance, Jason.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
This is Michael Savage telling you the way it is and why it is. Weekday afternoons at 3
on WBOB, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager. Join me weekdays at noon right here on WBOB.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is threatening another government shutdown or even a national emergency if Congress does not come up with the funding for a border wall over the next 3 weeks. That was a part of what he said in his comments to the press in the White House Rose Garden as he announced an end to the partial government shutdown, at least for the next 3 weeks. Lawmakers and the president now have until February 15th to either hammer out a compromise or see if the president takes unilateral action in the form of an executive order declaring a national emergency. Venezuela's political showdown now moves to the United Nations. That's where a Security Council meeting called by the U.S. will take place today. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is dug in, accusing his opponents of orchestrating a coup. Meanwhile, his opponent says he will remain in the streets until there's an interim government announced. The governments of France and Germany now supporting the U.S. position. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you.
877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
Ramona Flea Market has stuff, new stuff, used stuff, fun stuff, kid stuff, stuff to put stuff in, stuff to build stuff with. And who needs all that stuff? You! And what do you do when you have too much stuff? Sell your stuff at Ramona Flea Market. Open every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Book your space now. Call 904-786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
And over in St. Johns County, there's a crash at 95 at the south ramp to State Road 207. And a construction going on, 95 south of the ramp to Edgewood Avenue. As for the weather, not a bad day. Sunny today, a little chilly, high 58. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 43 and about a 50% chance of rain Sunday and Sunday night. Breezy and cloudy with a high tomorrow. 57, currently 53 at AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we are heard worldwide, even in Australia. You can listen live at whenyouneedafriend.com. And it is, I am the host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we always learn from each other. Go through life with childlike wonder. And today's teacher, because we can learn something from everybody that you meet, but we just happen to have an expert on meditation on this Meditation Monday. And it's wonderful to have Jason Stevenson. And during our off-the-air conversations, I just love my one-on-one time with him. And you too can be a part of that by going to whenyouneedafriend.com and clicking on my YouTube video or checking out my video on Facebook. There's so many different ways that this is where we come together and take 100% ownership of our life. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber, and when you do that, you get the show sent to you, the audio. But if you want the video, then click on the button that's the YouTube video, subscribe there, and then click on to all my social medias, follow me, like me, do whatever so that we can grow the show. Not a lot of people are talking about these topics, which are all about how to live the life of your dreams, mind, body, and spirit. We don't do politics. We don't do sports. So that's somebody else who does a much better job than me. But I just want to encourage you that to continue this conversation off the air and into your personal life. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com, and then without my sponsors, this show would not happen. So make sure you check out my sponsors and support them the way they are supporting the show. And so today we are talking to Jason Stevenson, and we're getting ready, whether it's the beginning of the year and you have a New Year's awareness, which some people call resolutions that don't work. Only 8% keep those resolutions. We need to set ourselves up for success. And if you've desired, like I have always desired, to meditate, and like Jason Stevenson said, give yourself that at least 5 minutes of the traditional meditation, which is just breathing, just being. And I love you, Jason, for what you add, the dimension of bringing this new truth about meditation. Did it take you a long time to fall into this routine or embrace the routine, not just fall into it, but embrace it?
Yeah, definitely. Lily, I would say that when I first started meditation, it was very, very spasmodic. I committed myself to a large chunk of time, and then it sort of just faded away. But it's over the last so many years now, probably the last 5 years now, that I've realized the real value of it and how important it is to my life. And so now I'm into a routine. Most nights I do it. However, I'm beginning to do it in the morning time too now. Mm. In fact, I've been listening to someone else, not my meditations, listening to a gentleman by the name of Mark Allen, who's written some beautiful books, I might add. I've been listening to his meditations in the morning. They're only short. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm really getting into it. I'm really, every day more and more, I'm loving it and love listening to all different people.
This is what I love about you. You could say, I'm the guy that you need to listen to, but the guy who we listen to is listening to somebody else too. So that's so beautiful about you. That's why I think you're so genuine, and I really enjoy learning with you, Jason. Okay, so morning, nighttime, you know, when can we meditate? What's your tip on meditation?
Look, most of the experts say that morning time is best, and that does make sense to me when I hear that. I get that. Mm-hmm. However, for me, my main commitment is night times, and it's just before bed, because I was going through a rough stage of where I couldn't sleep. And so I found that doing the meditation at a night time for me was a way to unwind and to go to sleep with a calm mind and to let go. I think here's the thing. The most important thing is whatever time you do it in, whether it be lunchtime, morning time, nighttime, wherever, commit to it. Do your best to stick to that time. And if you can, do your best to stick to that environment of where you're doing it, because then what happens is you almost then begin to slip into, as soon as you sit or as soon as you're placed in that environment, you begin to fall into a state, a calm state, almost before you even begin the meditation. So I think the time and the environment, if you can commit to that, it will make this practice so much easier.
Very good. You know, as you were saying that, now I know when I brush my teeth, I get sleepy. At nighttime when I brush my teeth, I get sleepy. It's almost like a routine. I know that this is my nighttime routine. And so yes. What you're saying is add it to, but you know, I'm a morning girl, and I love to do it with my meditation, my breathing, or whatever it is that I do in the morning. If I don't do it, I just kind of like go, gosh, you know, it's like my day just like slips away. But if I just spend that time in the morning, my rest of the day seems like it just works well. I don't know if that's psychological or maybe I'm bashing myself up, which is one of your tips not to do that.
I think you're absolutely spot on there. It's about, and the beautiful thing about the morning time too is you can begin to, you know, set your intention for the day. You're starting the day off in a beautiful way rather than jumping out of bed frantic, which so many of us do, you know, and, you know, quickly, if we can just set, you know, begin to do that. And as I said, I'm beginning to do that more and more and I'm loving it. Absolutely.
And in the evening, I love what you're saying. So there's really no, it's whatever works for you. And maybe my husband's been doing an evening meditation but then he reads, he doesn't fall asleep. So do you do your meditation and then go to sleep? That's like the last thing you do?
Can I tell you, sometimes I do that, but other times I do my meditation whilst I've got some awareness about me. And then I actually can fall asleep listening to audiobooks. I love that too. So
how do you listen to your books? Do you have like anything in your ear?
No, I've just had the phones over there to the side and I can set it for, you know, a particular chapter and then it stops playing.
I love that. I'm going to try that, Jason. That's a great tip.
And so can I just, while I'm talking about the audiobooks, I've just written this down here and I'm going to find this, the Mark Allen book called The Magical Path. And why I like that audiobook is he has countless meditations within the book itself.
It's an audiobook.
Yes. And it's Mark Allen speaking and he's just an amazing teacher.
He from Australia as well?
No, I think he's US based. And it's Mark with a M-A-R-C.
Okay.
Allen, A-L-L-E-N.
I'm going to look him up.
He is, oh my goodness. It's called The Magical Path.
The Magical Path. And when you say it, it just sounds so beautiful. Magical Path. Okay. So let's go. See, you see how easy I can get distracted, Jason? Just with the word path. Okay. So I was looking at some of the tips that you were suggesting. And so I'm going to say that this is one of the things that you suggest, which is to take a meditation class. Mm. And I did that one time and I would fall asleep in the class. And it was while the professor was talking, which wasn't good. And so how do you suggest that we attend a class? Are there like webinars or a book, audio? How do you suggest that?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things online now that you can do these live meditation sessions. I've even got one myself on my Life Expansion channel.
Okay, let's talk about your Life Expansion channel.
Yeah. This channel is really all about growing, coming along for my growth journey as well. All I'm doing is sharing my growth journey on a weekly basis. And I love it because I love learning and I love sharing what I learn. And so it's almost like people are just coming along for the ride with me. So we're all, as you talked about, we're learning and we're growing together.
Together. Mm-hmm. That's right. Very good. Very good. Anything that else that when it comes to learning about meditation, is there any tip that you can give for that one?
But I would dare say that if you've got the opportunity to find a local class in your area that you can commit to for 7 or 8 weeks, I know they do one here at the local temple. And when you commit to that and you might pay a fee for that, it's like you know that you're going there for that formal practice once a week and you're getting to share that experience as well with the other people around too. So you're not just doing it there on your own and you can share experiences and you can sometimes sense the ambience of the room when so many people are meditating. It's a beautiful thing.
Very good. Very good. So that's a great tip to, you know, there's strength in numbers. And when you have like-minded people that you know are in your life that are doing meditations or whatever that is, you're one to keep it a little bit longer. And so that's a great tip. So today we are talking with Jason Stevenson and you can find him on YouTube. You can find him at Life Extension Channel. You can find him at jasonstevenson.net and you can get the version of meditations as well, or you can listen to them free at YouTube, whichever one you want to grow. You want to keep growing with him. And we're going to continue our conversation as we grow with Jason Stevenson worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Here we go. We can dance a little bit before we get muted. Oh, we're going to do some exercises.
I'll be right here. commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where I am loving my time with Jason Stevenson. I'm sure that you are too. You can always find him at jasonstevenson.net. You can find him all over Facebook, YouTube. He has this new channel called Life Expansions. And so it is time for us to, you know, whether it's the beginning of the year, the middle, or the end, it is time to reclaim our sanity, to reclaim our peace, to reconnect with that inner voice, that inner spirit within us that we are avoiding. While we were off the air, Jason and I started talking about the silence. Jason sent me a list of things that he recommends for when it comes to meditation. It's his formula for success. And so we've been talking about it without even saying, this is step one, this is step two. We've just been talking about it, actually. And silence is important. And I shared a story about silence for Jason. And you can go to YouTube, my YouTube channel at whenyouneedafriend.com to learn more and listen to this conversation off the air. But Jason, let's talk about the silence, the noise that we create the busyness that we create when we are trying to avoid past hurts, traumas, perceptions, insecurities, shyness, all those different things that we create to avoid silence.
It's really interesting too, Lily, that you talk about this too, because many people too that come on to do meditations, they get sometimes even a anger surfaces, and they'll leave comments on my YouTube channel and they'll say things like, oh, all that come up for me was all this, and this meditation just made me angry, or this meditation just made me this. And so people begin to blame the actual my meditation, almost like wanting to point it at me that it's there.
Of course, you know, it is, Jason. Don't you know it's your fault? It's written down that it's Jason Stevenson's fault if you can't meditate properly, because it's your job to teach us. What's up with that? Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was just a little bit of anger just came out of me.
Got to blame someone. But
got to protect my friend.
But it is. It's what's happening is when we begin to just quieten our mind, that is the time when, you know, all these thoughts and all these sometimes buried emotions, even sadness. And I see that so many times of people saying, all I did in this meditation was cry. Because it's when we begin to really still the mind, we're allowing whatever's inside to come forward.
So what do you suggest?
I suggest that we begin to take, you know, responsibility for that and accept if the tears are going to fall, allow them to fall and don't even try to hold back. And if you're going to sob, sob. It's actually a gift. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's a beautiful thing. I think sometimes people call it emotional release during meditation, but I think the thing is simply to accept whatever comes by in our thoughts or our emotions. And they will go. They will go just like, you know, the waves come and go on the ocean. You're not going to cry forever. Or the anger's not going to surface and be there forever if we just see it and grab hold of it and not try and fight it off. But just accept that, and it will dissipate and fall back at its own accord.
So
that's a part of the process.
Yes. And so as you were speaking, I don't know what it is about you, Jason. Whenever you speak, I go into this trance. So when you were talking about your tears falling, I had this image of, you know, water planting, you know, watering seeds. And as you are, the tears water the seed of your soul, and you're able to allow that to expand a little bit more. So as you were saying that, I'm just seeing these tears as being cleansing. And then that there's that not crying forever. You said, well, you're not going to cry forever. But the reality is, because we don't want to cry forever, we think that we have to turn off the waterworks. It's almost like when you have a flood in your toilet and you have to, you turn it off, right? So that no water comes out. But then what happens? It dries up. And that is like very symbolic. Like if you flush the toilet once, that water is gone and there's nothing there. You have to allow that water to go through. You have to open the little spigot so that the water will fill up the tank, and so that it would continue to flow the way that it's supposed to flow. So I am just saying that the imagery that I get is that if we don't allow ourselves to emote, and we dry up that tank.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Like, stop. It's okay, you can stop. Now here's the issue.
Be a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where I am loving my time with Jason Stevenson. I'm sure that you are, too.
It is in the silence. And I had mentioned to you that little sign that I saw, that, you know, it is in the silence that we hear God speak. But when we are in the noise, the opposite side of that, when we're in the noise, who is that voice in our head? Who is speaking in our head? Is it a bad relationship? Is it a trauma that we're trying to keep at bay, that we're carrying with us everywhere we go? So let's talk about how, if we were to allow that to just emerge, the silence, and see what brings up, can you, like the goldsmith, the heat brings up the impurities in the gold, and the goldsmith scrapes off the impurities until they can see the reflection of themselves looking back. So as you were talking off the air about your 10-day retreat and how the first 4 days you were like, you know, all this stuff started coming to the surface, can you share a little bit about that and how we can encourage someone to say, hey, endure it, let it go, allow it.
Yeah. I can remember the first few days of being so angry. So much anger surfaced for me. In fact, it was so much that I wanted to quit the retreat. I really wanted to get out of it. But I remember them saying that once you start, you won't be able to stop. You must keep going. Mm-hmm. And something inside was saying, okay, keep going. But it wasn't a very pleasant time, my first 3 days of this monastic retreat. Just so many, like, I was thinking, why are they putting all these rules in place, and why are they telling us to do? I was fighting off everything. Just, and then all of a sudden, and maybe it was one morning, I woke up and I remember seeing, we had to wake up really early, like 4:30 every morning, we begin meditation practice. And that was another thing that frustrated me. There was just so much that frustrated me.
Yeah.
But in the end, after, sorry about that truck that just went past. In the end, after 3 to 4 days, my mind started to calm and soften, and I began to catch myself just being in the moment and being aware of whatever was going on. And I'm like, okay, this is what it's beginning to be all about. I'm so glad I stuck around. And I began to just, wherever I was standing, whatever I was doing, I was finding that peace in the moment. And that continued on with me for the rest of the retreat and well beyond whenever I was at work. It was amazing. I worked with people with disabilities, and what I used to find that would irritate me, and now I was just aware of what was going on, but I wasn't trying to change it. I was just allowing it to be and to unfold, and it was a glorious state to be in, to not fight against anything.
Well, I am telling you, we could talk for hours and hours. And for those of you who love Jason Stevenson, we're going to have a special I Am positive affirmation after the show, so you can check it out on the YouTube channel. But for now, Jason, I'm looking forward to seeing you next month.
Thank you so much, Lily. I really appreciate it, and it's such a pleasure to speak with you. It really is.
And it's our pleasure to listen and be a part of your journey as well. And to you, my listening friend, just please remember,